JFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show. The home for tolerance. The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
They're great.
After we tell ourselves. We're great, right?
So good.
So good. Hi, Curly. What's happening?
Hi, Donna, Mike. You know, back when there was only one phone company, the big complaint was arrogance. We're the phone company. Do it our way or we'll yank out your phone.
Your hair looks like my pubic hair.
It's very
the hair on your head.
It's very humid today, and I'm going to take that as a compliment.
It's a nice, thick head of beautifully dyed hair.
No, it's not dyed.
I know.
I actually put too much goop on it this morning.
Did you really?
I'll bet you did.
It looks a little...
Peter North.
Uh-huh. Show up.
Well, what are you going to do with it?
Peter North.
Anyway, those days of the phone company monopoly are over.
You mean American Telephone and Telegraph?
That's right. The Bell System. You may remember them.
Sure. The new AT&T, formerly Singular Wireless. Mm-hmm.
These days, much better, though. These days, we have a choice of phone companies to push us around. Sprint, for example, is firing 1,200 customers for being too high maintenance, too whiny, calling customer service too often. Put that in your two-year contract.
Hey, more power to them. Who says the customer is always right? Hey, you want to bitch about your service? How you like this? I'm going to turn your phone off. Goodbye.
That's it.
Sprint, hello, can I help you? F off.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to complain. I want my service back, please.
You know, about AT&T,
yeah.
A lot of people like John, who have heard all the horror stories of the iPhone,
yes.
Have said to me, "How can you, hey, dude? You know, how can you possibly like the iPhone? AT&T really sucks." I'm no apologist or a.
You're not a compensated spokesperson
for anybody. It works fine.
Yeah,
my AT&T works fine. Getting the internet on my iPhone, love it.
I hope that DirecTV doesn't take a page from Sprint, because I complain to them all the time and get free stuff.
Yeah, be careful.
Yeah.
I got their thing today where they're starting their big push for the 70 new channels, high-definition channels.
You got to get that new box that Robbie and I got, though.
No, you don't. They actually sent me an email today that I've got to get a little attachment that goes on the back of my current high-def player. And
really?
That,
the Golden Boy box?
Yeah. Now, I'm not trying to make you guys feel bad, but that's the email that
Here's
I got today.
Though, and I'm not saying this to bust your balls.
Right.
I would rather, if given the choice, I would just get the brand new high-def DVR unit.
Pretty great
something,
unit.
Than something that DirecTV sends you, that you plug into or attach to the unit you have now.
I have a high-def DVR right now. That is not geared to get all the 70 to, right. I guess, at the end of the year, 250 channels. Right. So I'm going to pop that sucker on the back and
happens. Why don't you just do what I did, though, if you call up and they come out to give you the DVR? Yeah.
Well, if they give me the DVR, I'll do just that. But I'm telling you, what I got today was an email. And see, both of you are like, I'm not doing combat here. I am not. I am telling you what I received. This is my electronic mail that I received
and
today.
I think
they said from DirecTV, they said, get ready for the fall expansion to 70 channels of high-definition programming with this. And they had a picture of it. And they said, you need to order this to put in back of your thing for the thing.
Whatever happened to the thing that all the boxes weren't going to be any good? Remember that, a year and a half ago?
I heard for months that we were supposed to get an entire new receiver.
I think the reason probably is that's why they're offering to customers like Mike the add-on thing. Probably because people are bitching, saying, I don't want to have to get a new box when I've already got a box.
The new box is great, and when I got mine, it had a $20 build tape to it.
Okay.
So help me.
You win. You win.
It also has more recording space, up to 100 hours on the new machine.
Well, then if I get the new machine for free, I'll get it.
I tell you something else. Aren't those blue lights great?
Oh, pretty.
What are the blue now? Now you now see.
There are these.
They finally got
there are these cool blue lights on the DirecTV DVR.
When you power up,
DVR.
There's a circle of blue lights, and when you fast forward, it rolls forward.
You guys finally played the idiot card.
And when you pause it, the lights flash.
And when you rewind, it rolls backwards.
Backwards.
The faster you rewind, the faster the roll.
And you know what the best thing about that DVR as opposed to TiVo?
What?
The fact that you can go exactly for 30 seconds, 30
yes.
seconds, 30 seconds.
Oh, it's great.
I do not watch commercials at all with this new. Because the TiVo, I think we've discussed this, it's always kind of a guess. You're taking a leap
of faith.
Yeah,
you got to kind of aim it. Right.
And You know what else? And I think I told you about this. It's great for the Today Show when they go to the cutaway.
Yeah.
And you don't want to watch Joe Krabs, wherever your local guy is.
Right.
Hold the fast forward button, and it'll take you to 30.
Really?
And it'll just stop right exactly at half past or top of the hour.
Cool.
It's great.
Wow. Right.
It's great.
All right. I'm going to do it then. They're sold. I won't get the little add-on. That really looks like one of those little gray
Super
cable
TV.
Attacks.
Don't do that.
Well, they just sent me the thing today. You know, and I'm just telling you what I read. I'm telling you what I read from the people at
just
DirecTV.
Just get the ad that's in the Sunday paper that says, like, if you're a DirecTV customer, call now. We'll give you a free box, free installation. And Rob said $20. I had a woman come over and give me sex.
I'm done. I'm there. Well, I don't care about the sex, but the blue light.
A friend of mine. And it was dirty, degrading sex.
Wow, that's the best kind.
It was the worst kind.
A friend of mine.
I can't be explicit.
Of course not.
I painted.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
Sanchez?
A new study.
No, Pollock.
Okay.
Not a Sanchez,
gotcha.
Pollock.
A new study by three universities, including Harvard, asked white people how much money they'd need as compensation for spending the rest of their lives as a black person. The bidding started at $10,000. Well, the white folks said they would need $1 million to give up television. So there's good news, black people. White folks would rather be black than give up TV.
Rob? Rob, which would you rather be? Which would you rather do? Give up TV? If you had to do one, give up TV or be black?
I would hold it. I think I know what you're saying. I don't know if you said
it right.
You can
either be black or give up television.
You have to do one of the two. You have to either give up TV.
I'll be black.
Mm-hmm.
In a heartbeat. See,
that's typical.
I'd pay them to be black if I could be Diddy.
Amen to that.
I'd like to be Diddy.
I'd like to be Robert.
And finally, in Lansing, Michigan, a man got caught cheating on his wife. The wife was suspicious, so she got his underwear DNA tested.
Yeah.
The result, there was female DNA present, and it wasn't hers. But it's the wife who's in the real trouble.
Why?
She's the one facing a criminal investigation because she's a state forensic scientist, and she's now accused of the personal use of state facilities.
Yeah.
The woman argues she did this on her own time with materials that weren't going to be used. Maybe her husband would say the same.
Okay, Buzz.
That's good.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Oh, that's it, you know. Goddamn, after all that talk, they should just send you the stupid box for free now, Mike.
Well, I hope they do. Hi, I'm listening.
That's it. We got to fly, everybody. Thank you for another good show. We'll see you tomorrow. Good day to you, sir.
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 Hey, head.
And I want to thank everyone who made it possible for that young boy to walk out of here with a full head of hair.
Oh, he looks better than Peter North.
Peter North. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh.
This is the Don and Mike Show.